You just think we just, you know, whatever happens, we just shit another player. All right, and everything's going to be perfect. All of our fans think that. You all think that. That's what you write about.
You don't want to be here. There's a specific reason. Not really. You know, I think we did a poor job recruiting. If guys are coming in and immediately walking out the door because it was something different than what they thought it would be. We lied to them during recruiting, or we sold them on a dream that wasn't true.
Yeah, you know, right now we have the atmosphere of a JC softball game. You know, I mean, that's what we are, a JC softball team. As long as, you know, it's not whether you win or lose. It's like the team that wins is the one that has the most fun. You know, that crap like that. You know, all this stuff that's contaminated America, where they give every kid a trophy and they don't keep score in Little League anymore.
As we want to be a big, fast, dominating, aggressive, relentless football team that nobody in the SEC wants to play.
Now, that's also a second in the West, baby.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I don't like it. It's the only time we're ever getting excited about second. From now on, it's first, okay?
Winning the SEC probably is harder than winning the national championship. Do you know that?
So how about them fucking dogs?
Hey. Turn that damn jukebox off!
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.
Welcome in to the latest episode of that SEC podcast presented by MyBookie. I'm your host, Michael Breton. I go by SEC Mike on Twitter, and I'm joined as always with my cousin Shane, who goes by Big Orange Vols on Twitter. What are you up to, you big Tennessee homer?
Hey, babe, what's going on?
Oh, man alive. It seems like every day that passes, we lose us a SEC bowl game. We'll get to that in a moment, but just having a Merry Christmas over here, man. How are you doing?
Yeah, same, man. Had a Merry Christmas. I hope everybody did. You know, I hope you got what you wanted. I know there's a lot of Auburn fans happy now.
Mm-hmm.
Got them a coach, and, you know, I thought it was a really good Christmas. It was a white Christmas up here, Mike. Haven't had snow in East Tennessee on Christmas in like 30 years. And we were able to experience that. So I actually got snowed in. And I think that's just what we needed up here, man. Just a little break. So just.
Hey, wait a second, Shane. So are you saying it was a freeze in East Tennessee?
I see what you're doing there, Mike. And I'm not going to get. I'm not going to get sucked into that, but I did watch that game between him and old Coastal Carolina. That was a hell of a game, Mike.
Yeah, that's actually one of the ones that I have kind of tuned in, watched the entire bowls so far after we lost the South Carolina game. That was a hell of a game, so who knows? I mean, I could see both those guys coaching in the SEC here before long, you know what?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Well, hey, buddy, sticking on that theme, we've got a couple quick hitters around the SEC. You ready to get to it?
Let's do it.
Now let's go around the league.
My daughters said something about me wearing a visor and need to put on a hat because I'm getting bald. So I'm going to wear a hat from here on out.
I mean, if you look over the next 6 years, I think we played Miami 3 times, Florida State 6 times, South Florida 3 times, Mississippi State 1. So who's the SEC teams? You know, I mean, I think it's an injustice for the kids. We should mix those games up, and you should, play more teams from the West.
Why don't you start calling around and see if you can get somebody else to play us, and we'll play them. We'll play anybody you can get to play us.
At Louisiana, hold on a second.
Hey, guys! Hey! I'm having a press conference, okay? Thank you.
All right, so again, I kind of teased it there on bad news for Missouri fans because the Music City Bowl here in Nashville officially been canceled. Eli Drinkwitz and his program, you know, they got off to such a hot streak there going into the beginning of December, and it kind of fell apart on them there at the end, and now they're going to miss out on an opportunity to, you know, really finish the season on a high note by beating the hell out of Iowa in the Music City Bowl. But it just sucks, man. We're going to have to wait till 2021 to see Missouri take the field again.
Was that COVID related, or was that that travesty y'all had to deal with this Christmas?
No, it was COVID, from what I understand, on the Missouri. Again, this is the thing I was kind of bitching about on the last show. We got turned around immediately and play these bowl games. And I've gotten some blowback. I mean, I understand there's TV contracts and all this, but this is the result, man. We just played a 12, 13-week season here. We got to turn around immediately and play these bowl games. Just, I'm afraid we're going to lose even more. You know what?
Yeah. No, you may be right, man. I just hope it ain't any of the big ones.
Exactly. Now, they've already said if any of the playoff games are affected, they're obviously not going to cancel them. They're just going to – they'll delay until they –
Apparently you didn't get him a muzzle for Christmas.
Let me try that again. So the college football playoff, they've already said if they have any issues, you know, let's hope that they don't. They'll delay those games until all the teams can compete. So that's a silver lining on that one.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, speaking of the college football playoff, we're going to have plenty of those guys, or the Heisman finalists, I should say, in the college football playoff, because you see, Shane, the 2020 Heisman Trophy finalists have been announced, and three of the four come from the SEC, brother. Mac Jones, Alabama.
Yeah.
Devonta Smith, of course, Alabama. Kyle Trask, Florida. And last but not least, old sunshine, Trevor Lawrence from Clemson. And from what I understand, Najee Harris finished fifth. So three out of five from Alabama. I mean, if that don't say where Nick Saban's dynasty is at the moment, I don't know what does. But who do you like to win it? I guess now that we know the four finalists, again, Mac Jones, Devonta Smith, Kyle Trask, and old Sunshine.
Well, I'm thinking an Alabama player. I'm just playing the odds here, Mike. I think it's going to go to Jones, to be honest with you. I know Devonta Smith is deserving. But I think at the end of the day, this is a position that's usually won by a quarterback, and I think if that's the case, we take the best one in the country right now, and nothing against Sunshine. He's apparently locked up with the Jets. They're already tweeting out stuff, you know, or not the Jets, but the Jaguars. Did you see that?
Yeah, they've locked up number one. So yeah. If and when he goes pro, it looks like he's gonna be a Jaguar.
I know, man. Just think about your team's tweeting out future first-round draft picks. So, I don't know. I think that what it is. But I just think Jones is going to be the guy to win. And do you think there's any chance Smith gets the position or gets the Heisman?
Well, I think that's a strong possibility, considering he's been the Heisman favorite now the last week or so, just based on the betting odds. But if I'm an Alabama fan, here's what I'm concerned about, Shane. With so many Alabama guys in there, and I don't know if you know this, there's so many Heisman voters. There's over 1,000. I'd be a little afraid that Mac Jones and Devonta Smith potentially split votes. So,
yeah,
you know, that could end up costing one of them. And maybe, I don't think it'll be Kyle Trask after they lost, you know, their final two games. But maybe, just maybe, Trevor Lawrence sneaks in there for people that, I don't know, want to give him like a career achievement and all this. So I'm not predicting that, but I'm just saying this could be one of the most wild Heisman votings we've seen in a long time. I think it's going to be a close one.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Just 10 SEC games, never been done before, and to be undefeated. It just seems like, I see where you're coming from, but I just think it's got to be a Bammer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Let's hope you're right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's jump on down next, Shane, to Columbia. Because the Gamecock fans, man, they've been dying for some coaching news here. We finally got it, Shane. 7 official hires here by Shane Beamer, his first 7 hires. And I'm going to run down the guys that are being retained, Shane. Mike Bobo, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. I don't think that's a huge surprise. Dez Kitchens, the running backs coach, who they got him from NC State last offseason. And I think,
Ken to Freddie?
No, he's not. But, based on what we've seen with Kevin Harris, you could certainly see why they'd want to keep their running backs coach around. And don't forget Marshawn Lloyd's coming back next year. I mean, they're going to have one hell of a running back room. Tracy Rocker, the defensive line coach, also being retained.
Mm.
Outside linebackers coach Mike Peterson being retained. And then last but certainly not least, Connor Shaw is coming back, but they've announced he is coming. He's not going to be full-time staff, and he wasn't last year either until Muschamp got fired. He was the one they promoted up.
Yeah.
So he's staying on the staff, just not one of the 10 full-time assistants.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've hired three other guys that were not on staff at South Carolina last year. Will Friend, offensive line coach, Shane. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Tight ends coach is going to be a guy, Eric Kimry. All South Carolina fans should know that name. He was the high school coach there at Hammond School, which is in Columbia. That's the high school of former five-star Jordan Burch. He's been wildly successful, former Gamecock quarterback through the classic fade there. And then special teams coach Pete Limbo from Memphis. So, you know, an interesting staff, Shane. Just my thoughts on that because, you know, I thought that was the big thing with Shane Beamer. You know, he promised, you know, I think that's kind of what you thought you were getting with Shane Beamer was, you know, a higher kind of an unknown head coach, surround him with all these elite assistants.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm seeing South Carolina fans are pretty, for the most part, pretty fired up about this. They're not, it seems like a lot of them are not sold on Mike Bobo, but it seems like the rest of the SEC is saying, well, hell, where's the big names at?
Yeah. No, I'm not with them because I really do think – I think Mike, with what he's got to work with, is going to be all right. And, you know, he's got a proven track record. But, yeah, I'm kind of with them. I still am a little leery on some of these hires. Mm-hmm. Not that they're bad hires. It's just I was looking for some signature assistants. Apparently, I need to get some muzzles too, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, this is all going to hinge for me on who the defensive coordinator is. That's obviously yet to be filled. And I'm hoping we're going away from the Will Muschamp, Nick Saban defense because it just wasn't getting it done in Columbia. So here's the few positions that need to be filled. Obviously just said defensive coordinator. They need a receivers coach. And they need either another defensive backs coach or linebackers coach. So the defensive coordinator, I'm sure, can fill one of those voids. But so we've got three positions yet to fill here for Shane Beamer. And last thing I wanted to note on this coaching staff, what this means following this news, it doesn't look like Bobby Bentley or Joe Cox, either one of those guys, they were on the full-time staff last season, not coming back to the Gamecocks.
No. Have you heard anything about Steele?
Yeah, that's the latest rumbling. And, of course, so he's now interim. Well, no longer interim at Auburn. He's, I believe he's serving as head coach for Auburn's upcoming bowl game against Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
So I would anticipate news of him staying or going after, you know, they don't want to disrupt the bowl game. So
probably still think he's in play for South Carolina, though.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, I mean, that would be.
That's what they need. They need an elite defensive coordinator. They need a Kevin Steele. One name being thrown out there, Derek Mason, former Vanderbilt coach. So
well, that'd be good. There's
some big names there.
Is LSU, he interviewed for them yet?
Yeah, apparently he did as well. So that okay. LSU, South Carolina. I mean, that's I could certainly see why you'd want to go to LSU over South Carolina just based on the talent they have on staff. But I think you could also argue Derek Mason is going to know the personnel a lot better in the SEC East, so he would be a good fit there as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And, oh, last thing on the Gamecock, Shane, real quick. Parker White, the kicker, he's announced he's coming back. So, hey, there you go. Got a boost there. He's a solid kicker. Hey, nobody loves a kicker till you ain't got one. And
yeah, trust me, I know.
All right, Shane, before we move on here, I want to remind the listeners we're brought to you by MyBookie. Head on over to mybookie.ag today with that promo code THATSEC. It's the most wonderful time of the year, Shane. We all deserve a win. We all deserve a little extra money in our pocket. And we all deserve to have a little fun. So the only place you're guaranteed to get all three, you know where that is, Shane. MyBookie.ag, the only sports book that doesn't care whether you're naughty or nice this year. We got gifts for everybody. Sign on up today receive an ultimate stocking stuffer, a 50% deposit match up to $1,000 using that promo code THATSEC. That's THATSEC. Head on over to mybookie.ag. They got NFL football, college basketball, NBA, NFL, MMA. They got it all. Head on over to mybookie.ag today using that promo code THATSEC. Head on over to mybookie. Make the most of your holidays this weekend and strut into 2021 with some cash in your pocket. Doesn't that sound good, Shane?
Oh, I love cash, Mike.
Well, head on over to mybookie. All right, Shane. So, hey, next up, real quick here, let's jump on down to Arkansas.
Woo pig!
Where, man, we got a treat. Arkansas fans got a treat for Christmas because Grant Morgan, senior linebacker, led the SEC with 111 tackles. He announced he's coming back. And that's a big one, Shane, because he was a redshirt senior. This was the first year he ever started, believe it or not. And, I think he's going to be an early front runner for Defensive Player of the Year. And this is what the Razorbacks need, man. They need guys that are, I mean, obviously we knew Grant Morgan was committed. Hell, he's out there playing with one arm in half these games. But, Absolutely. You know, someone to continue the fight, to continue to build that thing up. And this is what we were talking about with Arkansas towards the tail end of the season. They didn't have the depth to kind of, you know, once they lost a guy or two, it was devastating to their depth. And now when you got a leader like this coming back and you got emerging talent behind him, I mean, this is the perfect storm for, I think we've mentioned this before, you know, when they announced that these, you know, everybody gets a year of free eligibility, that wasn't going to affect Alabama and Georgia and LSU and Florida with all this loaded NFL talent they got. But the teams it was going to help was in Arkansas, was a South Carolina with Parker White coming back. And, you know, the teams at the bottom with players that still have a lot to prove in maybe not at the college rank, but at the NFL level, if they want to be true NFL players, they may need another season of tape out there. You know what?
No, I think that's huge, man. And is this a domino effect, you think? Because I thought they also had an offensive lineman decide to come back too.
Yeah, they may have. I mean, hell, we're dealing with Christmas and families coming in and out, so I may have missed that tidbit. But, yeah, I think any player you can get back, if you're Arkansas at this point, is just going to catapult you that much going into next season. You know what?
Yeah, I think the biggest recruits are on that team already, man. Like this, if you can get some of these guys to come back, you know, that gives Sam an extra year to implement his system. Like you said, build that competitive depth. So, that's huge, man. I tell you what, it made a lot of my Arkansas feed was on fire Christmas, man.
All right, Shane. Hey, next thing real quick, let's jump on down to Tuscaloosa.
Roll Tide!
You know, this is not necessarily Alabama related, but I just wanted to make this quick note because if you missed it over the holidays, Miami quarterback, I always screw up how to say this guy's name, Derek King. You know, he's a dual threat guy. He's the guy that played at Houston, and then he was a graduate transfer this year at Miami. He announced that he's coming back, and the Hurricanes are 8-2 this year. So, you know, a pretty solid turnaround there with the former Auburn offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley's running the Miami system.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I mention this, because obviously we don't give a damn about Miami football, but guess who they open up against next season, Shane? Miami versus Alabama in Atlanta, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, September 4th. So maybe the defending champions, you know, opening up against a sixth-year senior quarterback down there at Miami. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, we're so far out from that game, but all of a sudden that game is a little bit more interesting, in my opinion.
Yarly, you sound like a Tennessee fan. Are you talking about Nick? I ain't got done this. I don't know, man. He's probably looking at that schedule thinking maybe I should transfer out one more time.
All right. One last nugget here I got, Shane. Let's kick it all down to Athens real quick where
sick him!
Hey, we might be going through something we've seen before with the Georgia Bulldogs going into a big bowl game and they're down a number of players because their defensive back Eric Stokes has opted out. He's not going to play in the game. Same as senior linebacker Monty Rice, senior offensive lineman Ben Cleveland, and senior tight end Trey McKitty. And then Trey Hill, the center, is also out with a knee surgery. So all of a sudden, the Bulldogs are a little bit depleted here. But Kirby Smart has said that Aziz Ojulari, their outstanding outside linebacker, Mark Webb, will also play. And senior Richard LeCount, who got into that dirt bike accident back in October, he's going to try to play. So, man, I just think it'd be great if he got to play in one more game as a Georgia Bulldog, LeCount, that is. And I think it's promising that, you know, you understand some of these guys making this decision, but you see a guy like LeCount who's potentially putting it all on the line here to play for the Bulldogs one last time. I think that's great. And if he is able to play, that should give the Bulldogs all the juice they need heading into an undefeated matchup with Cincinnati in the bowl game. So I just wanted to make a note on, the guys in and out of the lineup for the Bulldogs there.
No, that's good. And that may be the spark they need, because, you know, a lot of these bowl games, especially when you're right there on the bubble of getting into the playoffs, they kind of limp into a bowl game, it seems like. But, you know, you got talent like this coming back and, you know, like you said, putting it all on the line, that creates that momentum and makes it very interesting, especially with gambling.
All right, Shade. So not a ton of news here in the SEC, trying to give you what we got at the time. And we'll have some bowl games here. Hopefully I don't cancel them all before we get to them. But we've got some upcoming bowl games, starting with Florida and Oklahoma. That'll be actually the first one we've got on the December 30th, in the middle of the week here. So looking forward to talking some bowl games with you, brother. And anything else you got before we get out on this one?
No, that's pretty much it, man. Kind of a shorter pod. We're still on that holiday schedule, but hopefully we'll get some more information for you guys this week as we go along. Because, you know, even though football's coming to a halt, you know, this is when coaches are getting fired and hired, and we'll have all kinds of stuff coming out. So I look forward to it, Mike.
Yeah, and don't forget one last thing. If you made it this far, give us a 5-star written review on the Apple Podcast app. We're happy to send you free beer koozie. All you got to do is email your review to thatsecpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, in the show notes, we've got t-shirts over at tpublic.com. All kinds of merchandise, coffee mugs, pillows, phone cases, hoodies. We've even got onesies for the little toddlers out there. So, hey, we're like a little mini business over here. You know what?
I love it, man. I love it. And if you got a picture with it, just send it to us. And I'll be sure to retweet it there on Twitter.
All right. So that's going to do it. Thanks for joining me, Shane. As always, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.